Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, night, think about
Peace, and Black Power family. Welcome to another video. Saturday episode of the year. Honor and testimony to our Black mother, the mother of civilization, and goddess of the universe. That phone number to call in, family, is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others the editor-in-chief of the illustrious One of One Get This Wisdom magazine, for us, by us, exclusively for our ancestors, elders, peer group, and our future generations. I speak of none other than Shakti, everlasting peace, earth. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to some present to others. My true and living earth, Shakti, everlasting peace, earth, is in the building.
Love and Black Power family. Peace to the God, knowledge, war, and law. Thank you for allowing me to come on tonight for this very special episode of Shakti Speaks, a testimony and, you know, and the love of a mother. So I definitely want to thank you. Thank you very much. And before I go any further, I would like to ask permission from any elders online to move forward with tonight's dialogue and, you know, thank you in advance. How are you tonight, Knowledge Born?
I'm doing good. Just I heard from my family over there at the Black Power Awards. Congratulations to Doggy Diamonds. Congratulations to Victor Foundation. Congratulations to the Straight Black Pride Movement. Baba Kafaro, Kamasi, One Internet Radio, and congratulations to Baba Amin for winning the Education Award. Well deserved, and congratulations to everyone who won. I believe Dr. Clark Anderson won. That was remarkable. Sister Javon Muhammad won. Remarkable. Divine Prospect won. And to all of the other warriors out there who won. In that spirit of African excellence, African liberation. So I'm excited, I'm inspired, I'm in lion mode, you know, and we continue to do what lions do. So it's an honor to be here with you. My heart, love, and adoration goes out to your family and to you at this particular time. All of my thoughts, all of my supplications to deity, all of my prayers, everything are to you and to your family at this particular time.
Thank you very much. And, you know, my sentiments are returned to you. Okay, family. So I would like to start off with prayer. And then we'll move forward with the dialogue for tonight. Dear ancestors, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, for all the sacrifices you made, for all the lessons you taught, for all the love you gave us, for all the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding you bestowed deep within our roots to move forward on a daily basis. We thank you for the strength, the bravery, the courage that you had to stand in the face of the devil, to stand in the face of the demons walking the face of this planet Earth, and to remain victorious by any means necessary. We thank you for every moment of breath that we take, because we take it on your behalf. We thank you for marching so we can run now, so we can run and build this beautiful legacy that you have left behind for us to continue on with. We thank you for every opportunity that you have given us, for everything that you left in our, so that we can live on in your memory. So tonight, we lift up our ancestors and we ask them for forgiveness for every moment that we, you know, didn't recognize their greatness. We ask them to continue to guide us and protect us as we move on in this journey in their name. We give thanks to you, Ashe. So I asked Knowledge Born to do this show tonight. It was a last minute thing because, as some of you may know, Wednesday morning, my mother made her transition into the ancestor realm. And not gonna lie, family, it definitely is doing a number on your sister, but I'm fighting to come back in a way that my mother would be proud of. So I asked for tonight's show to uplift her and all of our mothers that are no longer with us and mothers, period. You never know. You never know when a person is going to leave this realm and move forward within their spiritual journey, because we, as we know, energy never dies, and the spirit is energy. It just it moves on from object to object, from dimension to dimension. But, you know, dealing with human feelings, human emotions, that doesn't take away from that pain that you feel deep within your heart when certain people make their transition. And when we gain an ancestor like our mothers, ultimately we know we have the most ultimate protection and power guiding us at this present time. This is what we know. This is what we understand to be true. This is what we can. But that doesn't take away from, you know, the heartache that you feel once your mother, the person who laid down on the table, or if she was in giving a water birth, whatever the situation is, the woman that decided to carry on with carrying you within her to give you life, once that person is no longer with you physically, you change. Life changes. Nothing is the same anymore. And personally, family, I use when I speak to you all through radio shows and things like that, it helps me. It heals me. And I've been going through a lot the last few days. A lot of thoughts have been coming to me, you know, whether I should continue on doing radio, whether I should continue on with Get This Wisdom magazine, you know, whether I should continue on with the African liberation movement. A lot of thoughts have come to me. But one thing that keeps me focused, because before my mother transitioned, she was proud of the work that I was doing. She was proud of that. So anything that I do now is definitely in the name of my mother and in her memory. In her honor. There are a lot of people who have walked the road that I'm walking right now, and It's not easy, family. You know, to have your creator no longer with you physically is a tough pill to swallow. But we must remember, as I said in my prayer, the many sacrifices that our ancestors have given so that we could continue on in their name. When my mother left here, as I said, I had a lot of thoughts. And some of them were very positive, you know. I'm a very spiritual being. I know what I know about our people and how we move energetically and spiritually and how we never truly die. One of the thoughts that I had was that my mother left so that I can become a greater individual. And when you look into it just like that, there is no hidden meaning. But you also could take it a step further when you go into energy and metaphysics, because our energies are enslaved within our flesh, right? So true freedom and true liberation comes when the energy is able to be released from the body, because your energy can become greater than your flesh. So there comes a time when your flesh is no longer to contain your energy. So the energy has to leave and go into another source that can carry that energy on. Yes. One second. So that energy has, as I said, has to leave that flesh, has to leave that temple. I don't like using the word enslavement, but we have to look at the truth when it comes to the human body and energy. This body, it traps our energy within. So once we become bigger than the flesh, we got to leave. We got to go to the next object. We got to go to the next thing that can withstand our energy so that portal could do it for us. So when my mother left here, I understand that her energy went nowhere. It went nowhere within me and the people around me, my children, my family. Know that, and this is what I want all of my family to really understand when we look at this thing called death and how it affects us. We have to really know that when somebody that you love and that loves you, such as a mother and a child relationship, you have to know and understand that energy has come back to you for a force. And you have a duty to uphold, to utilize that energy in a proper manner as your parents or your mother or anybody would want you to. You know, I've been speaking about that for a minute now, and I had to deliver that message because even me, I get caught up in this world. I get caught up in worldly emotions and worldly feelings, and I'm hurt. I'm hurt, but I know the truth. I know that I've gained the most powerful protection I could ever have. And that's what and when we get so low, family, that we don't really see a way out when it comes to losing, quote unquote, somebody important to us, we have to remember how much powerful we are now. So moving on and to give the conversation a little lighter energy, I should say, because it's been a little emotional since we started speaking. I go back into my childhood, and I think of some of the best memories I had with my mother. And a lot of those memories came when my mom was happy, when I could see her smile, when I could hear her laugh, when I could wake up in the morning and see her curling her hair getting ready for work. When she would sit down with me and teach me. That's what the mother is. The mother is the first teacher. And my mother taught me so many things. So many. I wouldn't be the person I am. I wouldn't be who I am to you all. I wouldn't be able to share the way I do with you all if it wasn't for my mother. My mother taught me when I was young about the white man's world. She couldn't teach me everything because some things she didn't know herself. But she taught me a lot about the white man's world when I was young. She taught me a lot about respecting my elders, honoring family, family first, protecting children. She taught me a lot about loving, forgiving, caring, dedicating your life to something that is greater than you. And I can't do nothing but thank her. I can't do nothing but thank her. Because during the last, you know, moments that we had together, we were able to come together in a space of love, peace, and harmony and speak upon real things, upon deep issues, stuff that's going on within the world, how our people are in justice. How children are being hurt for no reason. How we had real conversations of substance and value. And I'm forever grateful. I also, you know, I must take this time to thank everyone who has called me, who has sent me messages, who has commented on my Facebook page, who has come to my house. You all don't know how much that means to me in this very moment when I'm facing a loss that I have. Clearly, I haven't had that loss before. It's something new for me. It's taken me in a direction that I wasn't expecting. A lot of growth is happening rapidly. Adjustment. I've been humbled more so than I ever had in my whole life. And I can't thank you all enough for all of the love and the support that you've shown me and my family in these last couple of days, because we definitely need it. We're coming together as my mother would have, well, as my mother wanted. She spoke upon it. She put it in the universe and it happened. She wanted her family to come together, and we are taking the time necessary to shed layers and heal with one another. And just taking that family time out, you know. So I definitely thank you all, and a special thank you to Knowledge Born. He's been very much a rock for me these last few days, and I know that he has experience with loss in the area as I have, and I just thank him for being a confidant for me during this time. You know, I would ask him to speak to that of his mother, but this isn't a this is a very sensitive subject for a lot of people. So, you know, if he wants to speak, he definitely can, but it's not something that I'm pressuring because I know firsthand now how sensitive talking about one's mother can be after their mother is no longer with them. So I really didn't have a set outline to speak on tonight because it was last minute and I wanted to speak from my spirit just so you all can understand what's going on with me personally and what's going on with our family as a whole. Because every day somebody is losing their mother. It's not just subject to me. I'm not somebody special. Everybody's losing their mother. It's not even every 24 hours, like every 12 hours, every 10, 5, even 1 hour. And we have to truly learn to value and cherish the love and love the mother of civilization while they're here. I had that opportunity. So I'm not, in this time for me personally, family, I'm not feeling any type of guilt nor regret because I got time with my mother. I had a relationship with her and I have memories with her. It's a trying time for melanated people all across the country. The loss that we are receiving collectively as a people should put it back in the forefront of our minds and our vision, what's really important, family. And that's to truly treat life as a gift. Because that gift can be gone from you at any moment. At any moment. It's not promised to any of us. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how, quote unquote, healthy you are. I don't care about any. That doesn't matter. Death doesn't discriminate, as we call it. So we really have to take some time and just value each other. Love each other truly. Don't just say the word. Anybody can say the word love. What are you willing to do to show and prove and back up what you say? That's why institutions like the Black Power Awards are so important. Shout out to all the winners, by the way. Shout out to my team, Callie Divine and Brian Liggins down there right now, live in Atlanta representing the brand. The things like the Black Power Awards encourage celebrating those who sacrifice for you while they are alive. When they are no longer here, they can't really hear what you're saying, family. Some of them can, but they can't really hear you, family. So what's the point of waiting to when somebody's dead and gone to tell them how much they meant to you if they can't hear it? Things like the Black Power Awards show you to celebrate those people while they are alive, goddammit. A lot of our people go to their graves not knowing that they are loved, not knowing that they are valued, not knowing that they are cherished, not knowing. When is it going to become our duty to let people know how much we love them while they are here, to celebrate them? To love them, to lift them up, to acknowledge them. That should be a duty of yours, not something that you, I might do it, maybe, if I feel like it, it sound good, blah, 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 blah. That should be your duty. Because one day, it's going to be you transitioning. And wouldn't you like to be to know before you leave how people really felt about you? Or do you want people to be fake and give you fake love after you transition? I'm definitely in a space of gratitude, family. Don't get it twisted. I'm in a space of remembering that I'm human. I have become everything to everyone. And then I was shown that, yeah, you need somebody there for you too. So I'm not walking away from any of the shows that I'm involved with, any roles that I play, you know, as far as editor-in-chief. We Get This Wisdom Magazine, CEO of Shakti Succulent Center, anything of that nature. It's not what I'm doing. I have a duty to uphold to my ancestors and the children. I have a duty to uphold to those around me who support me nonstop. We have to move in a different way, family. We've been playing. The only difference for me with a lot of people is I got to be around my mother every day. Because I refused to leave. Even when everybody told me I needed to. I refused to leave. Some people, you know, leave their mothers for different reasons for, you know, that's not really my business. And some people don't have the gift that I have of being with their mom to the last day of her life. I had that. I cherish it. Mothers are the key to life. I say it like that. And it's not me being a feminist or anything like that. Because I know how much the black man is needed, wanted, loved, cherished, honored, and respected. Especially by men. When we look at the black woman and the beauty that she has, the ability to stand in this world that despises her for nothing, that tries to make her feel that she is less than important, to try to make her feel like she's not beautiful, to make her feel like she is just the lowest piece of trash walking the face of this planet Earth, who isn't worthy of nothing. But that woman can still go home, hold her babies, love on her man, and carry the weight of the world on her shoulders. The mother and that's why the black woman has been manipulated as she has been, because they know once that black woman speaks, all bets are off. They don't want the black woman to speak because she breathes life into her man. She breathes life into her children. So if you take the black woman out the game, the black man has no love. That watered down shit he think he getting from the white woman is just that watered down shit. He don't have his black woman, he ain't got nothing. Them children don't have that black woman, they ain't got nothing. The love is gone. You remove the black woman out of the equation, the love is gone. And a lot of my sisters are suffering. And that's why the world is the way it is. Because the sisters are suffering. The sisters are able to love as their own selves. Because they've been manipulated into thinking that their own self is nothing. I go against the grain so much, and I speak to my sisters so passionately and so raw about what they're doing wrong as far as the black man. I think I need to tell the black woman what she does right. The love that she gives is like nothing else in this world. Love is what, black love is black revolution, but if the black woman ain't loving, ain't no black love. That's what it means by the return of the divine feminine energy. Not putting the black woman above the black man, because there is no separation. We keep looking at it from an individualistic mindset. The black woman has to remember who she is so the black man can remember who he is. That divine nurturing spirit of the black woman has to return. That love has to return, family. We are not loving on each other because the black woman ain't loving. She ain't loving. The mother of civilization holds so many duties, and she gets beat down so much. She's tired all the time with little to no help, but she still does her duty. When will we truly honor the mother in her righteous face? The answers are within you. They ain't within this world. Running out here in these streets doing demonstrations and protests is cool. The energy is straight. I've been there. I know how the energy is. It gets to you. But the real revolution starts inside of the home. It starts with loving yourself. It starts with loving those around you. Until we finally get that part, we're going to have a problem. Until we take the time necessary to put that love, that you don't have to figure out what love is or what it feels like, because you are love. Just be love. Be what you want to get back. And be that to your family. Then it will affect the world. We going about this revolution thing the wrong way, family. Until the black woman, the mother of civilization, truly remembers who she is and truly gets the love that she needs and gives herself that love, more importantly, the revolution ain't going nowhere. And with that, I want to go ahead and go into a music break, and then we'll come right back and finish the discussion. Again, family, tonight is a very special episode of Shakti Speaks on Do the Knowledge Radio. We are uplifting and honoring the mothers of civilization here, no longer here, and those that are to come, if you would like to call in. Family, that number is 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions and your comments, and we'll be right back. Peace.
like a fool to my soul.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah. Now see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
It was that.
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, but
Bill,
yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well,
see,
was all right.
Pop was
hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I thought your mom cooked them good home-cooked ribs today.
Ooh, Mr. Green.
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
Bad, 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 bad,
people of the world out there. I know none of y'all satisfied. The way prices have been going up all day. I was out of state. I could barely buy a morning paper. Yeah. Had to cut down on smoking. Had to cut down on drinking. I sat down on my living room floor. Open it up. Guess what I saw? Saw the President of the United States. The man said he wasn't going to give it up.
Peace, love, and Black Power family. Welcome back to a very special episode of Do the Knowledge Radio. Pardon myself, of Shakti's on Do the Knowledge Radio. And tonight we are lifting up our ancestors and mothers of civilization as a whole. Again, that call-in number, family, is 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions and your comments, or your comments, pardon self. When I think of mother, I think of this love that is indescribable by any other word but love. When you look to your mother, you get this strong connection, a connection you were born with, and nothing can truly sever that connection. A lot of our brothers and sisters are hurting right now because they have that connection with their mother. And for one way or for one reason or another, their mother isn't with them. You know, it could be due to a physical transition. It could be due to her being a victim in the wilderness in North America. It could be due to another thing. When people don't get or don't or no longer have that motherly love, is something wrong within that person. Serious, found. And not saying that they're crazy or that they're mentally incompetent. It's just a feeling that they're not whole. They're incomplete. So that's why you have a lot of broken individuals walking this planet. It's because they have not had or they no longer have the love of their mother. When a mother's love is so powerful, so strong, it could heal damn near any wound, family. And we don't have that love with right now, all across the board. I'm speaking bigger than just me having the transition of my mother just happened. I'm speaking about our people across the board, fathers and mothers of civilization alike. We have people walking around here that are lost. And it's that mother's love is missing. That divine feminine energy is missing. And this firsthand experience, if you listen to any of my shows, follow any of my Facebook posts, y'all know that Shakti got a lot of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Great, dope, beautiful, can clap. But through this experience has taught me so much in the last few days. I've been humble. My mama kicked me right in my butt. I'm a very spiritual person. I know what I know about spiritual science, as I said before. And my mother kicked me right in my butt. You know, and sometimes I need that. Sometimes I think we all need it. We need our mother to give us that good job, if you following what I say. When we have our mothers around, security, that the man is there for protection, but it's a certain security you get in a mother. You feel safe. You feel protected, like you once were when someone hit. She wasn't going to let you get hurt. She protected your life with her life. That same type of security sticks with you for the rest of your life. And when it comes to that security no longer being there for those who have had it, because a lot of our brothers and sisters haven't even had it, it puts you in a whole different mind, a whole different state of thinking. You look at the world much different. You look at everything around you much different. And you are able to move forward accordingly. And some people never bounce back from it. That's how powerful a mother's love is. You know, it can make you or it can break you. But we have a duty to uphold our mothers, because our mothers gave so much for us. Even when they didn't have it to give themselves, they gave it to us. It is our duty to honor them every single day that we wake up within this realm. We wake up with them. We wake up for them. We wake up because of them. So there is no excuse. There is no excuse as to why you should ever give up, because your mother never gave up on you. She gave everything she had for you. She never gave up.
Mom, can you open that box up? Okay.
I'm honored for every minute I got to spend with my mother. Good, bad, or indifferent. Because it all was a gift. And every last moment that I had in my mother's presence was a gift, and I cherished that gift while it was alive, and I cherish it even more now that I no longer Yeah, moving forward. Pardon me, Tommy. Got a little emotional there. We live in a world that is definitely full of negativity, but we also live in a world that's full of hope, that's full of faith, that's full of strength, that's full of courage.
Okay.
And we must, when the times get darkest, family, and this could be due to anything, this could be due to, of course, as the show is directed towards, it could be due to the loss of a mother, it could be due to the loss of a father, a brother, a sister, a wife, a husband. You know, they say that in the right order, but you know what I'm saying, the loss of a child. It could be due to losing a job, things not going as you expected them to go, not having certain opportunities. But we cannot give up the hope, the faith. Our ancestors had faith back on those slave fields that one day they would be free. Was faith enough? No. It took a lot of hard work. But you have to have faith to even do the work. You have to have faith that in the end, all the means will be justified. A lot of our people don't have faith no more. They lost it. I don't know if it was due to so much of the attacks we receive in this country as mothers and fathers of civilization, that some of our people have just given up. I don't know. Well, I know that was the answer that I have. We have to remember. See, one thing about religion is this. No, I'm not a religious individual, and even the transition of my mother can't change who I am on that level. But what religion gave our ancestors was faith. Was it faith in the right entity? No. But it gave them that faith. And some of our ancestors were very much Christian and got a lot more balls than a lot of these people throwing up that black fist. Nat Turner, he was a Christian. If he knew better, would he be one? I can't say. But that's who he was. He was a Christian during the time of that revolt. Harriet Tubman, she was a Christian. She was a Christian that saved, was it 1,000, 1,500 slaves? Were they freed more if they knew they were slaves? You know the saying. They had faith to fight. Faith to fight when everything seemed like it was nothing left to fight for. When everybody around them had given up and said, we just going to be these slaves. We going to stay here because we don't know what else to do. They had faith to keep on going. And that's what needs to, you know, that's a part of that divine feminine energy, that love, all of that. Faith, family. Don't ever give up. You owe it to yourselves. You owe it to your children. And you owe it to your ancestors to never give up, but to become a greater individual, to fight more, to give it your all. Until you can't give it no more, just like them. Because if you notice, family, Yes, we've been fighting for generations and generations and centuries upon centuries. Yes, we have been fighting that damn long. But with each generation, the fight got a little bit harder. People win a little bit harder. They created more with each generation. Now you're looking at a lot of beautiful mothers and fathers of civilization doing some beautiful things in this generation. Could it be a lot more if a lot more of our people were woke? Yeah. But for those who are, and people who, just like I said, religious people, there are, our people are doing some beautiful things. And how much longer are we going to disrespect their work and dishonor their work by focusing solely on the negative things that happen? I love my people. When I decided to remember, or when the ancestors decided to help me remember who I was a few years ago, that's when I committed my life to becoming better every day, to loving me more every day, to loving my people more every day. And when I say my people, I'm including my children in that, my parents, my siblings, people that are close to me, my comrades in the struggle. I committed myself to that. And we all must take that commitment to rediscover the faith to fight. So when you got faith, you can't fear. Ain't no room for faith and fear in the same entity. So if it's something you fearing, it's something you scared of, you might want to work a little bit more on having that faith. And I'm not telling you to put your faith in an invisible entity, something that you don't know. Well, put that faith in yourself and put that faith in them ancestors of yours that you know that done died for you. As we, you know, as I said before, some may know, yes, my mother did transition a couple days ago. Is it hard for me? Yeah. Is it emotionally trying for me? Definitely. Am I feeling the same? No. But I'm here, and I'm grateful. And I have the love of many people, far and wide and up close. And, you know, I'm being taught some things about myself. I'm learning some things and rediscovering some things about myself. And a recommitment will come in the very near future of my position within the fight for African liberation from a different standpoint, but still with all severity and all sincerity. I will be going just a little bit harder, so bear with me. Again, I'm not going to take up too much of your time tonight. I wanted to come and express what was on my spirit with you all and uplift my mom, my mother-in-law, and so many others. And with that, I'm going to say thank you. Thank you, Knowledge Born, for opening up the platform for me tonight. You don't know how much it means to me. Thank you to everyone that is supporting me right now. It means more than I can ever say. And definitely shout out again to the Black Power Awards going on right now down in Atlanta. And shout out to all of the winners. And definitely shout out to my team, Get This Wisdom Magazine, Callie Devine and Brian Liggins down there putting some things together. Also, family, it was unveiled at the Black Power Awards festivities this weekend of Get This Wisdom Productions. We will be, you know, going into different areas with things that Get This Wisdom brand will be doing. You know, we already do Get This Wisdom Magazine and Get This Wisdom Live, but we got a couple of more things bubbling on the pot. So just be on the lookout. Go to www.getthiswisdommagazine.com to get all the updates, to look at our issues, to support our issues, to put your purchase in for our physical issue that we just released this weekend officially. Our first hard copy, you could definitely reach out through the website for that. And if you need to, if you're having any type of technical difficulties with the website, you could always come to me personally on my Facebook page. That's Shakti Sterner on Facebook, Shakti Sterner, and I will definitely help you out with that. And all shipments of T-shirts and things like that will resume after my mother's home going. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for all your love and support. Until next time, peace, love, and Black Power.